Ron Perlstein from Philadelphia. The idea that I have today is a way to communicate a little bit better with our clients, and I was actually taught this by one of my clients. He came in and he sat down and we were sitting at our table and we were trying to decide how long his life insurance policy should last. So it was a 1035 and we were talking about, well, should we go to age 85, should we go to age 90, and I was talking about, and I usually pride myself on how not to talk in insurance language, and I was talking about how we can, the projected lapse age could be extended if we use a catch-up premium at some point in the future, and I was going on, and there was clearly a very hazy gray look on his face. I think his eyes were closed at the time, I wasn't sure exactly. But he turned to me and he said, let me get this straight. You're talking to me about what age I want this to expire at, but you're telling me that I can pay a little bit less premium now. So he says to me, I get it. I can buy more years. I was like, yeah, that's right. So ever since that has happened, when I'm talking to somebody about the lapse age or projected lapse age, we say, listen, we can design your policy to last to age something, but if we ever get to that point or before, we can buy more years. And it has been very simple and effective and has been for me to communicate that concept.